We're talking today with Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Ben, Oklahoma National Stockyards this week, kind of a mixed bag as far as the market was concerned. I know that the market reporter said started a little lower, but then got better as the day went on.
It did, and probably some of that, you know, Ron, we had a lot of soft, fleshy calves starting out, and some of them with some ear and leather too. So, you know, probably some of that in the market, and it's just, you know, we get rain, everybody thinks it's going to jump, but it takes a little time, and you know, still getting these calves straightened out is going to be a little bit of a chore.
We were talking about, obviously, with the sudden change in temperatures, that's always a little bit of a challenge when you've got some animals that you're working as you receive them.
Yep. Those soft, higher-risk calves, you know you're going to have the work cut out for you to stay on top of it, keep them alive, and they'll get that done, but just the, you know, wet weather and that kind of stuff, it sure makes it a little challenging at times.
What did the buyers like the most look like on Monday?
You know, it looked like the high 3, low 4 weight weaned steer was pretty popular. You know, 5 weights, I don't know that we've seen any bring 3 bucks. We had a lot of them get up close to it. Them tight, sure enough, long yearling steers weighing 7 was pretty good. This time of the year, what you get into is that you'll have those 7 and 8 weight steers or heifers, but a lot of times they'll just be 45 to 60 days weaned. So they're really just kind of a big weaned calf, not a sure hard yearling. And some of those feedlot guys will kind of back off a little bit, wondering whether they'll hold up once they put them in the lot or not, you know.
On those yearlings, did we have a pretty good set of yearlings in this week's sale?
We had several, you know, not any big strings of anything, but we had some from East Texas, a home raised deal, and those steers weighed 820 or 830. And we'll be crossy with not much hair on them, and those steers kind of bring 252. So I thought that was a heck of a sale on them. Had about 30 or 40 Angus steers in one deal that were turned out all summer, that weighed 7 1/4, and I think they bring 255. So when them guys did see it, they did pay for it.
One thing that we have noticed, I don't know if this has been the case with your commission firm and as well as Comanche and Woodward, but we're really seeing these cows kind of get knocked back a little bit.
Yes, that's what there's been lots of conversation about that. And, you know, time of year and drought and more moving. And we knew it was coming. You know, it's kind of like these soft calves. You know it's coming, you just don't ever like it. But still, if you look at it in the big scheme of things, these cows are still selling pretty doggone good compared to what they normally do this time of year.
What are you hearing from Comanche and Woodward for this week?
Well, you know that Woodward, they're going to have about 350 cows plus this week compared to about 500 last week. I think Peyton will be lighter tomorrow. They got 3 inches down there at Comanche, which it was much needed in a big trade area around there. So I think it'll sure knock that run back a little bit. Woodward, we've had 2,600 or 2,700 the last 2 weeks for the week on Tuesday and Thursday. And we know of some cattle Thursday. I don't know if we'll be quite as big, but I expect the market will be strong. It has been the last 2 weeks up there.
They got some pretty good rain at Woodward as well.
They did around there. It was, you know, not everybody got it, but a big old area of the wheat belt got it, which will sure help us place in these calves. That's what we need.
Hopefully you get some wheat pasture out there, and that'll help support this thing as well.
Absolutely. Don't put them in grow yards where they all come out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So somebody wants to talk to you about the markets, how do they get a hold of you?
Just call me on my cell phone, Ron, 940-631-2333.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. And, of course, they have the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyard selling cattle Monday, Tuesday. They got the Comanche market and the Woodward market as well in the family. And you can check with them, and they'll be glad to work with you any way they can in buying, selling cattle. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.